Are you sure you want to talk about this? I don't want to get caught up on some sort of detail and have you get uncomfortable. Okay, if you're sure. So, like we talked about how you and I can't get pregnant, or, and I'm not trying to be mean, how you can't get me pregnant. So I had several people in mind, and I asked Jake. Yeah, from work. I mean, I figured I've worked with him for nearly 10 years. Some weeks I spend more time with him than I do with you. And that's not anyone's fault, it's just the way it is. So, anyway, he agreed with some conditions. One is that you can't watch or be involved. I know that you said that you might like to, but Jake doesn't think it's appropriate. Or, I don't know. He said no. And the second is that it has to happen here, in our bed, in our house. He said that it was important that the child was conceived here. Do you want me to go on? Okay. So I set a date. A week from now. I know that sometimes you have business trips and they're not always schedulable, but I was hoping maybe you could go out of town with one of your friends or something like that. Okay, good. Well, then I guess it's settled. Next week, hopefully, I'll be pregnant. I hope you had a good trip. It's good to see you. Yes, it did happen. Are you really sure you want to know? I mean, about it all? Well, all right. Jake came over Saturday, like late afternoon, and we had kind of a nice night. I made dinner and he brought wine. And, well, then after that, we started kissing. And I have to say, he is a very good kisser. I mean, you're good too, of course. But anyway, so we were kissing on the couch. And then his hands started to explore my body. His strong hands started to undress me. My blouse, my bra. He took my tits into his mouth and started sucking them. It felt really good. He left my skirt on for a long time. Next, I undressed him and started kissing his body. I could feel his cock in my hands. He was so hard and really big. Then we went into the bedroom. I got up on the bed and he stood next to it. And I took his cock into my mouth and felt it hard between my lips. After a little while, I stopped and I turned around to look at him, spreading my legs, showing him my pussy. I was so wet. He took off my skirt and my panties and tossed them on the floor. He climbed on the bed after me and got between my legs. I could feel his cock between us. I wrap my hands around his neck, and slowly he guided his cock inside me. I could feel my body shudder as his thick cock spread me open. Almost all at once, he was inside me. I felt so full. I wrapped my legs around him to pull him even deeper. And then he kissed me and started slowly thrusting back and forth, back and forth, pulling it out just a little, and then pushing it back inside me. I could feel his cock throbbing. It sent little pulses of pleasure throughout my body. This went on for a minute or two, and then he stopped, and he got kind of this hungry look in his eye. I asked him what he wanted, and he said he needed to fuck me. He needed to fuck me like I needed to be bred, that I needed his seed deep in my womb. Slowly, he pulled out of me, and for a moment I felt so empty. He then got on his knees, and I got on all fours in front of him. I could feel his grip on my hips as he positioned me. I turned around to watch him guide his slick cock deep into my pussy. Felt really good. Then he started fucking me with both hands on my hips. He pulled himself deep inside me, and I moaned with every thrust. God, it felt so good. Over and over, my body was on fire. And then suddenly, he pulled himself so deep and held himself there. I could feel his cock throbbing and twitching. And then it exploded inside my pussy, his thick seed bursting inside me. I could feel the force of it against the back of my pussy. He was filling me up. A wave of accomplishment and pleasure pulsated through my body. And I let out a deep, satisfied moan. Oh, God. I felt like such a perfect woman, being impregnated by a strong, capable man, and felt really good. After several more bursts, he finally pulled himself out of me, and I could feel his hot seed dripping from my pussy. It ran down my thigh, but I wanted it all. I needed that seed. I turned over quickly and looked up at him. I used a finger to catch some of his seed and push it back into my pussy. I was so sensitive and exhausted. He collapsed next to me, and we fell asleep. At some point during the night, he woke up and said he had to go, and he left. I put on my pajamas and tucked myself into bed, hoping that one of his sperm found one of my eggs, and that even then, I was pregnant.